Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock has thrown her support behind her US counterpart, Jerome Powell, who's facing the prospect of criminal prosecution under the Trump administration. A statement from 12 central bank chiefs says they stand in full solidarity with the Federal Reserve Chairman, adding, quote, "The independence of central banks is a cornerstone of price, financial and economic stability." Former Federal Reserve chiefs and even some senior Republicans have also condemned the investigation, which follows persistent criticism of Mr. Powell by President Donald Trump. Warwick McKibben is a distinguished professor of economics and public policy at the Australian National University and served on the board of the Reserve Bank of Australia for a decade. He also co-wrote a report ahead of Donald Trump's re-election, warning that erosion of the Federal Reserve's independence would ultimately slow growth and push inflation higher. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Jade.
Tell me why independence of both the Fed and its chair is so important in your opinion.
Well, it's not just my opinion. The historical evidence is, and there's been a lot of research on this area, that countries that have politicised central banks generally have higher inflation of up to 6% per year and also much weaker economic growth. The reason is because politicians cannot resist the temptation of flooding the economy with money when they need stronger economic outcomes in the short term, but in the medium to long term, it undermines the financial system.
The US Attorney for the District of Columbia, Janine Pirro, has said that this investigation is about cost overruns in the renovation of the Fed headquarters and Jerome Powell's testimony to a Senate committee. Do you accept that? What do you think is behind this?
I don't know what's in the actual legal claims, but the undermining of the Fed has been a policy of the president for many years. And in fact, he talked about it before the election, which is why we included that particular policy in the analysis that we did on what might happen if President Trump was elected. So this is a long-running issue that he wants lower interest rates than the Fed is producing. And there's a good reason for that. This year, the interest payments on the US government debt is actually larger than the defence budget. And so interest is out of control, Fed spending is out of control, and he's running very, very large fiscal deficits, which are unsustainable, and he needs a safety valve.
Australia's Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock has signed a letter alongside other central bankers saying they stand in full solidarity with Jerome Powell. How significant is Australia's involvement here, do you think, or Michelle Bullock's involvement here?
Well, I think the fact that all central banks who have independent, all countries with independent central banks know how important it is to have an independent central bank. And Australia's just had a review on the Reserve Bank and came up with a number of important recommendations that led to a restructuring and an improvement in the capacity of the bank to implement policy. So we've been through the review, we've seen what's important, and I think that adds a bit of weight. All central banks understand this, as do all of the economic and finance officials in the US. So it's a very dangerous game to play, and it's surprising that it's gone as far as it has.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm talking this morning to economics professor Warwick McKibben, a former member of the Reserve Bank Board. You co-wrote a report over a year ago now that suggested higher inflation could persist for years if the Fed lost its independence. Can you explain just why and how that would happen?
Yeah, so what we found in what we see in the literature, firstly, is that there tends to be very loose monetary policy when politicians take over monetary policy. And so we looked at the history, we then applied that to the US. What do we think the policy would be? And it would be to have very loose monetary policy. The irony is that in the first year or so, it does actually stimulate the economy quite substantially. And so what you see is a party for a year, and then you see a hangover for the next few years and the undermining of the drivers of economic growth. So it's a good idea in the short term to do this sort of policy, which is why politicians like it. But it's a very bad idea, particularly in the country that's the centre of the global financial system, to do this particular approach to politicisation of monetary policy.
Yeah, could there be implications beyond the United States of what we're seeing now?
Well, what's interesting, that's a very good question, Jade. What's interesting is if the US was any other country, it would be good for the world because the capital that would have gone into the US economy will then go to other countries. And we find actually a positive spillover to Australia because as financiers pull their funds out of the US, they have to find a home, they come to Australia, and that gives us cheap capital, which is good for economic growth in the medium term. The problem is the US is the centre of the global financial system. This experiment hasn't been done before, and this in the short term could induce a lot of volatility in the global economy. But again, over time, it could well be, if Australia is seen as a well-managed economy, we could benefit from the reallocation of global capital. We're already seeing that now with the US dollar falling and the Australian dollar rising as a result of the announcement. So there's a lot yet to come, but there's both short-term costs and long-term benefits to Australia from this strategy.
Has anything surprised you from what you've seen in this area from Donald Trump nearly a year into his second term, or does it broadly line up with what you had in this report, I suppose, over a year ago?
Well, what's really interesting is that the first Trump presidency, Donald Trump promised a number of things and he carried through on almost all of them. And that was the premise of the paper we wrote before the election, was what if he does what he's promised to do, which is consistent with his behaviour. And in fact, he has been following through completely on his promises. Just a question of timing that's been different to what we imagined, not the actual direction of policy.
Warwick McKibben, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Jade.
Warwick McKibben is an Emeritus Professor of Economics and Public Policy at the Australian National University and also a former Reserve Bank board member.